Workplace news in brief. National Gallery. Guest services staff at London's National Gallery are escalating their strike campaign against privatisation. Members of Public Service Union PCS will begin indefinite action on the 17th of August. They have taken 52 days of strike so far, with four more planned before the all-out offensive. Reps removed. Tory-led Bromley Council in South London wants to wipe out trade union representatives. Alan Brown, a steward for General Union Unite, was suspended on the 17th of July, with no clear charges. Meanwhile, the branch secretaries of Unite and Public Service Union Unison have lost all time to do trade union work. Unite Secretary Cathy Smith is not even invited to liaison meetings with management anymore. What a trial. The courts have postponed anti-blacklisting activist Dave Smith's trial due to establishment incompetence. He stands accused of unlawful obstruction during a demonstration. Prosecutors had not completed any of the tasks expected of them. And 10 witnesses were due to speak, in only half a day. Dave's case, which has become about the democratic right to protest, is slated for 25 to the 26th of January. Auction action. Two victimized union reps at International Arts seller Sotheby's have won reinstatement, two more to go. Cleaners and porters at the London auction house are fighting for sick pay, and against management bullying. They are organized by the trade union United Voices of the World. Housing strike. Maintenance workers for housing company Aspire in Newcastle underline plan further strikes against cuts to wages, sick pay, holiday and benefits. Members of Construction Union UKIT and General Union GMB walked out on the 27th of July, and will strike again on the 31st of July. Andy Bentley earning a crust. Bakery workers at Gunston's in North East Derbyshire plan to strike again from the 6th of August over pay and conditions. The 48-hour walkout organised by Bakers Union BFORNA follows members' 93% rejection of boss's latest offer. Unite rep reinstated. Building workers picketing investment bank Morgan Stanley over sacked union rep Graham Boxall on the 27th of July. The action got the electrician, a member of General Union Unite, reinstated ahead of talks. Electrical contractor Phoenix is working on the Finance Corporation's London office. Phoenix is a signatory to the Joint Industry Board JIB bargaining body. One JIB agreement allows workers employed through subcontractors, like Graham, to transfer to direct employment. When Graham asked to do this, he was summarily dismissed. Just days before, bosses had offered him weekend overtime. The direct action saw off police intimidation and high court threats to force Phoenix's managing director into talks. Graham is now on full pay, while the matter is discussed,